This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The Coming of Age exhibition at the Wellcome Collection explores experiences and perceptions of ageing, from adolescence to later life, and asks how societies can adapt for us all to age better. It features 150 artworks and objects, from historical artefacts to work by contemporary artists. And we're joined today by Jake Blackavar and Anya Richardson from the Wellcome Collection to learn more about the exhibition and the audio described and lights up tours that will be taking place over the next few months. Hi Jake, hi Anya, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's lovely to be here.
So why did it feel important for the Wellcome Collection to explore coming of age experiences in this exhibition?
I was listening in on the curator giving a talk yesterday actually, and it is, according to her motivations, the aging populations and how that affects health and healthcare and how we care for each other. So I think it's very fitting within Wellcome's themes already, and this exhibition really explores sort of different ways to think about aging.
And also, we've got society now that lives longer, a population that is aging, but it's not just about the old age, but it's about all the age stages and kind of our presumption. What does it mean to be nowadays a teenager, a middle age, or older adult? And not just the fact that it's not just shaped by the biological stage, but by culture, by economics, politics, design, and mostly by social relationships and how we understand each other.
What are some of the main themes or sections of the exhibition?
So coming of age begins with the section living longer and then goes into life's courses, acting your age, and finishes on connection and care. So it's about attitudes of aging, what our age means throughout life, and how people treat us based on it. And there are historic sections, such as portraits of the super aged, of people reportedly living to 150 or older. And later in the exhibition, the section covers more about how healthcare and social care in old age are going to change as populations get older, and asking who gets to live longer, who's privileged with this, and where does the responsibility lie to make healthy choices?
The layout of the exhibition is kind of quite fascinating because a lot of ideas kind of overlap between all those kind of sections, because like acting your age, for example, wouldn't happen without the connection and the hair care and support of other people, especially if there's a need, specific needs, disabilities, et cetera, et cetera. So there's something really fascinating in the way, we're trying to kind of split the exhibition, but they are all sort of, there's a conversation that flows across and you can lead this in different ways.
Yeah, I quite like how the sections aren't strictly defined and the exhibition as a whole is just about life. It's quite nice.
And what are some of your personal favourite parts of the exhibition?
So, Brian Johnson, that's one of my favourite parts, because even though the cabinet is quite a simple display of just a black T-shirt with the white lettering, "Don't Die," on the front, it's just talking about these extreme lengths that he's gone to live longer, and this intense science experiment that he's doing on himself to not quite genetically alter, but like slow his biological aging. So I find his whole story fascinating. And there's a beautiful section called It's on the Cards, which is a project by Sky Baker and Sue Mayo and other collaborators that redesign birthday cards. So all these like negative messages and all the like cruel humor that you'll find in birthday cards of certain ages, they've just torn them up and collaged them and redesigned them into really positive messages.
Anya, how about you? What are some of your favorite elements?
There's so many fascinating objects, but I think my absolute favorite for a while were six self-portraits painted by a painter, William Uttermolen, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and they kind of span 18 years at the beginning before his diagnosis, and then painted during or drawn when the Alzheimer's started developing and, started taking over. And there's something kind of heartbreaking, but also vital about this persistence of keep going and, doing what he always have done, drawing and painting, going to the studio every day, but also about how much this has been enabled by the structure around him, by his wife, Patricia, who was a historian, and she supported him. And she talks, in one of the interviews about the care Robert that was the friend to William, and they're fascinating both artistically and scientifically. They have been referred to in different journals, neuroscientific journals, because it's such a wealth of artworks that doesn't really exist that frequently and can be observed. There's such a range, this kind of more playful, the portraits of centenarians, people who presume to have lived past 100, 150, and other claims, but obviously cannot be checked or because there was no records in those days. The other one that I really, really like is the Restaurant of Mistaken Orders, where people with dementia become the waiting staff. And it's kind of a social project. It's more like an event than an ongoing setup, but it was developed in Japan. And you can be served by someone who has got dementia, and they might get your order wrong. They might join you on the table. They might actually tell you to get up and go and serve someone else. But the outcome of this is when they've run the first event, I think they had 37% of the orders were wrong, but 99% of the customers were satisfied because it became so much about the social connection.
Yes, absolutely. And you are hosting audio described sessions and lights up sessions so that people who are blind and partially sighted can also engage with the exhibition. When are those taking place and how can people learn more about them?
We have one, roughly one per month. So the next closest is Saturday, 12th of July, and the tour is at 11:30 till 11:30 or thereabouts. And then future ones, you've got Thursday, 13th of August, Tuesday, 15th of September. We do audio described tours of our other displays and exhibitions, and you can email us, call us, check the website. And often, if you give us about 2 weeks' notice, we can usually do a private tour with audio description. You can call us on 020 7611 quadruple two.
If people can't make the audio described tours or they're unable to come to the Welcome Collection, you also have other ways that people can engage with the exhibition. How can people do that?
Yeah, if you're here any other day where there's not an audio described tour, when you arrive, you can follow a tactile line from the top of the stairs and it will lead you to the gallery entrance of Coming of Age. And you'll find a bank of audio guide devices or a QR code if you prefer to listen on your own device. And this has some great audio description really integrated with more information than you'd get on a museum label anyway. And it's a 12-stop highlights tour of the exhibition. So it'll talk about all the main objects and often from the voice of the artist. And you can also listen to this at home through the Welcome's website. If you do come in person at any time, you can also ask staff if anyone's available to either help with the guide or we can probably pull off some impromptu audio description. Always happy to help.
Yes, definitely. I mean, when we have our facilitators, we have all been trained in audio description. And when we're delivering daily tours, if there's a tour of Coming of Age, I'm pretty sure that a facilitator will be happy to. We've got the sensory maps as well and large print guides.
Yeah, there's one handling object in this exhibition at least, and large print guides and magnifiers available at the entrance.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Jake Blackavar and Anya Richardson from the Welcome Collection, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to speak about your audio described tours of the Coming of Age exhibition.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.